Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
The words that I wanted to say from that song are not ones that I should say on air, but what we will say on air is it's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and I'm Reginald Atitula hanging out with you. What's your most embarrassing phone or social media moment? 713-572-4610. Oh, throw it in the YouTube chat, throw it in the Twitch chat. What brought this up? We'll talk about that more.
Want me to play the audio?
Oh, boy. Please don't. It's 10:45. I think the baby should be in school, but still, like, I don't know. There's people that listen to us at work and such. I don't know. But yes, a prominent sports figure had a social media faux pas in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday,
I think that's the sound he made.
Okay, all right, yep. but yeah, that got us thinking. Hey, let's all kind of exist in this place a little bit. Let's have fun as a community. What is yours? What is your moment where, you know, maybe you use your phone a little bit wrong, social media a little bit wrong, and it was embarrassing?
All right, so let's not try to be. Let's be honest here. I want to hear your worst. Your worst phone / social media faux pas.
You want to know what the bad thing for me is, though? Mm-hmm. I am of the school, maybe not even the school of thought, but I've gotten to the point where I realize that I just kind of bury those memories away.
I had a hard time remembering, but I remembered one. I remembered one.
Right. Embarrassing things, I'm just like, we're locking that away in the chest. And so I really have to go in like, all right, let me see if I can remember this. Yeah. So it might take me a second. I might come up with one.
So fortunately, I haven't had anything, or maybe unfortunately, similar to that one.
All right.
But, okay, so.
Yeah, he was having a time. Yeah, I will say that.
So this was in this building with a previous program director who called a meeting.
Oh, no.
Yes. And the meeting was going on, and it was a lot of stuff that was just boring, repetitive, etc. And I was in a group chat with some of my coworkers.
And you didn't check who all was in there?
I did not.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I texted, when is this bleeping guy gonna stop?
Not the bleeping guy.
When is this effing guy gonna stop? But here, okay, I want y'all to tell me if I covered for it appropriately or not. Because once I realized, oh, bleep, he's on the text thread. Because I thought it was another one. And that's where I get in all my trouble on
yeah.
this. That's okay. But once I realized, I kind of reverted it directly to him and said, because somebody had asked a long question.
Uh-huh.
And it was like their second question in the meeting. We, you know, there's always that guy.
Oh, yes, yeah. There is.
So I actually said, yeah, that question was blah, blah, blah. But I think I still don't know. You know, I told him it was about the question, not him.
Oh, okay.
That's decent. Yeah. That's decent. Yeah. He knows in there, but he appreciates the effort that you made.
When is this effing guy going to stop?
This is the worst part. Now I'm thinking about all the other faux pas of other people that I've seen. I'm trying to remember one specifically for me where I think in general terms, I'm sure that I've done the thing where you think about someone and that you're trying to text about and you text it to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to say, you know what? I might actually have to just go into the phone because one of my bad things is I keep all my texts. So yeah. I probably have texts that go back for a long time. Let me see if I can find one.
Yeah. So mine is kind of similar to Lopez, but I wasn't in this field yet. I was working at a kid's home, like mm-hmm. for mentally disabled kids.
Yeah.
And our shift supervisor was in a real funky mood for some reason.
Yeah.
And I tried to text my other coworker, like, hey, let's just get the work done because she kind of feeling some type of way. I don't know why, but let's get it going. But I sent it to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I text that to her.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm like, oh, my God.
Did you cover it?
I couldn't cover it. It went to her phone, man. It went to her phone. I think I just said her name and everything in the text.
Oh, no. But see, that's why I have a chance that he didn't know.
Yeah, you was generic with it.
Because I said this effing guy.
Yeah, that could have been any guy. But, yeah, I couldn't cover it up. The good thing was I wasn't disrespectful at all,
mm-hmm.
but I was just like, hey, let's get our work done so we can chill. because she's kind of in the mood, pretty much. Well, she was. She admitted she was in the mood, but she was really in the mood after I texted that to her.
From the 832, I was texting my wife to come into the bedroom and accidentally test for, you know what, and accidentally texted a guy at my office.
That
ain't leaving anytime soon.
No, that's, yeah, that ain't. It depends, right? The guy at your office, is that one of your friends at work, or is that just a dude at work? Because that can have varying degrees of problem, right? Because if it's a friend, you think, all right, but this would be cool. But now that's something that they can hold over you in various conversations and crack on you. If it's someone you don't know, now it's just awkward. Like, how do I manage to navigate this situation?
How about this one? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I kind of did that to somebody at work one time. I was getting my hair done, and it was late at night. It was like 11:40 at night. And I tried to text my wife. I tried to text her. I was on my way home. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, I'm on my way home. But I text my coworker, who was a guy. And so it just looked so weird now. He tried to question me, like, where were you at late at night? Like, you a married man. What you mean you're on your way home?
How about this one? Using his phone to help with his, you know, shaving downstairs.
Yeah, he's manscaping.
Yeah. Used his phone to help shaving downstairs. Then realized he had the camera on and started getting thumbs up and laughing emojis.
Oh, man.
He was live streaming.
Oh man.
He was live streaming.
Yeah, because at first I was like, okay, you had your camera open, so what, you took a few pictures? No.
He was live streaming, shaving, manscaping.
That is, ooh, yikes, big yikes.
I had an auntie-in-law, so it was my wife's auntie.
Yeah.
I guess they have a ladies group chat, and they have a group chat with me in it, too.
Uh-huh.
And some other guys in it. So she sent a picture from the dressing room, like showing her some jeans she was wearing.
Yeah.
Pretty bra, just jeans. And I'm just like, what is going
on? I was not the intended audience.
So what I did was I sent the SpongeBob meme to I'ma head out.
Yep.
So everybody started blowing my phone up afterwards, like, man, you was crazy for that. But I guess she sent it to the wrong group chat.
Shout out to the 281, sent their mother-in-law a text trash talking their mother-in-law. Yep, that's a classic.
That's how I usually go.
That is a classic. From the 832, they said when you first could sync your iPhone with your iPad, they said they got caught when their girl saw them actively texting and flirting with their side piece.
Oh man.
Yeah, I like those.
Don't sync the iPad up.
You're not off the hook. I know you got one, but I like those videos we see from ball games when somebody's texting and then somebody's doing a video of them texting like some other girl.
Those are, yeah. Yeah. Man, this is tough because I try to be a G with my socials and stuff. It probably is one of those instances, and again, I can't give you specifics because I can't remember a specific one as I've buried all these, but I guarantee you that there's been a moment where you send a text, and I'm a notoriously, I don't proofread my text messages, mm-hmm. as you absolutely should. do as I say, not as I do, please, for your own benefit. And I'm sure that there's been a time where I sent something that was real suspect because I didn't actually proofread, and I had to come back like an hour later and be like, oh, no. Those are not the words I meant. And I feel bad because I feel like I'm not participating, but guarantee, like, it's happened and it was bad. I just can't remember it because I block these things.
It was one time on Facebook. I tried to search somebody, mm-hmm. and I didn't realize it was a post.
Oh, yes.
So it's just somebody next. So it'd be like John Lopez. I just post a random post said John Lopez.
And if you catch it real quick, there's still someone who saw it, but
yeah,
it's when you leave it up for like 2 hours, yeah, and exactly. They're like, oh, what were you doing?
Yeah,
exactly.
Trying to search somebody's name, or you might be on somebody's page and you thinking you about to write a post, but you write that post on their page, on their wall. It's just like, all right, you got caught slipping.
Our guy Ocho sent some scantily clad pictures. Actually, his cousin sent some scantily clad pictures of females meant for the guy's group text, sent it to their mothers.
Sent it
to their mothers instead.
It was one time I almost got caught up in this. This was fairly recent, probably like earlier this year.
Yeah.
So I have a friend named Shay who.
Shay?
Nah, not that Shay.
You call him Unk at all?
No. This is a female.
All right.
But I bought an iPad from her and I met her with my wife and all that stuff. We got the iPad, mm-hmm. and took off. And then she texts me later on saying, I don't appreciate you trying to kiss me. Da, 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 da. I'm like, wait, what? And then I looked and the text was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then she texted me back because you could delete, could unsend a text.
Yeah.
And then she texted me back, I'm so sorry about that. That was for somebody else.
Yeah, you ended up in something that you had no business in.
I was about to say, wait a minute. Like, no, I did not try. Yeah. I clearly went and got that iPad, and that was it. Like, we didn't even hug.
Oh, this is from the 21. They said Apple Watch got them caught because you erased the message from your phone, but it stays on your watch. Luckily, it was before they married. Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh,
man.
Wow. I know someone who had their significant other outed on cheating because of a Apple Watch situation where it noticed that the activity had gone up.
Right? Oh.
And she got the message that, hey, the heart rate's going up. It's like, what are you doing right now?
Hey, you're going for a run?
She gets it? Like another person can get that?
Oh, man.
I think the phone was like somewhere else or something like that. I can't remember exactly how that came about.
Hey,
yeah.
It looked like you're going for a walk. You want to record this?
Yeah. 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 So shout out to all the folks who have had technology get them get them caught up. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Astros who have also put out their lineup. For those of you that were wondering, why is Bregman not hitting why is he hitting cleanup and all that? He's hitting leadoff today, playing third. You have Yordan left field again, he'll be batting second. Yainer is behind the plate, batting third. Tucker still DHing fourth. Pena, fifth. Singleton in first base today, batting sixth. Jake Myers, center field, seventh. You have Hayward in right, batting eighth. And Dubon, who is filling in for Altuve, mm-hmm. he's batting ninth at second base. So there you go. That's what we have there. We'll keep looking for updates when it comes to injuries, those types of things when it comes to the Astros, as they'll be playing 110 versus the A's. But coming up next, we get our Thursday, weekly Thursday visit from our guy, my favorite Nigerian, ND Kalu. We'll do it next.